Praise the Lord again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, and also 2 Corinthians 5, verse 5. So two places to begin today. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Men's conference, let me just say a little commercial. We need strong men in the church. It's just a blanket fact. It's just a fact. We need strong spiritual, let me emphasize that, strong spiritual men in the church. Praise the Lord. And it has been my experience that every time I go to men's conference, of course, they're talking about things directed at men, how men think and what we do and who we are and how that relates and how God wants to relate to you. So men's conference is a good thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've already registered. I hope you have or that you will. And if there's any way possible, that you'll make your way to men's conference. Amen. Starts Thursday evening. It's Friday also, and it will wrap up on Saturday early afternoon. It's going to be a good time. I hope you'll come. Brother Andre or myself or Darren, we could each give you more detail on that if you'd like. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Smile. There's a bunch of smiling people in here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 5. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, these two portions of Scripture may seem like a contrast. But I hope to clear this up and point this out. Victory is in vision. Amen. Victory is in vision. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you in the name of Jesus. We pray even right now, Lord, quicken my mind. Lord, put words in my mouth and Lord, help me, Lord, to possibly convey a portion, Lord, of what I have in my heart right now. Lord, of how good you are and the vision, Lord, that you have provided to me and to this church and to this church body. Lord, help us each, Lord, to have a vision of your purpose for our lives. Help us, Lord, to see it, to realize it, Lord, that even you, Lord, would receive glory from it. And thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. We don't walk by sight. Yet, without vision, we perish. But in reality, these two seemingly different things are the same thing. If you look up the word vision, a sight or a mentality, in essence, it could be a dream or a revelation or an oracle. It could be the Word of God. Our mental outlook on matters is absolutely critical. It's critical to our physical and spiritual well-being. Amen. The mental framework through which we look at the world is vital. Amen. I want to look at the world through the lens of Jesus Christ, through godly vision. Amen. You see, truly in my life, God has given me a vision. He really has. I didn't have any clue or an idea how that God could possibly make that vision come to pass. But I do know that when I keep that vision before me, if I keep walking with God, doing what God would have me to do, if I keep being in that place that God wants me to be, then God brings me into His purpose, into His will. Amen. In all the other decisions in life, even hard decisions, family decisions and financial decisions and physical decisions and mental and every kind of decision you could think of, when I put Jesus Christ first, then all of the other decisions become easy. Amen. They really do. Praise the Lord. It's not just a matter of being positive or negative. You know, that thought of a positive thinking, it's not going to get you there. You got to have a vision. Let God assure you that you're on the right path, that you're taking the right course, that you're going the right way. Amen. It's not just positive or negative. It's a matter of seeing God's pictures. Amen. Now, I'm going off my script here, if you will, my notes. I remember a long time ago, Brother Easter was our evangelist, and he was preaching our revival, and he was talking about being saved and coming into the church. And, you know, as he was a new Christian in Christ, he had a vision from God, a vision of his family, of how his mother would come in, and how his dad would come in, and how his brother, his sister would come in. And God gave him a vision of how that God was going to do what he didn't know how to do. Amen. He didn't know how it was going to happen. He just knew that God wanted that to happen. I believe there's people here today that you don't know how it could possibly happen. You don't know, you don't understand, you don't even think that there is a possible way for it to happen. But I tell you, God's ways are higher than our ways. Amen. I don't have to know every in and out and up and down and every turn along the way. I just know I got to follow Jesus Christ. I got to follow God and His will. And God will bring me all the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I am to have any success in my walk with God, I must be able to tap into the vision of God for my life, for my family, for my church. Amen. What is God doing? God knows what He's doing. It's we that get confused on what to do. But God knows what He's doing. And when we have a picture of what God is doing with us, then God will put us where He wants us to be when we follow God. Amen. A major problem many people face is trying to understand the differences between the way things are and the way things are supposed to be. Amen. And they're not always equal. They're not. But when we have a vision, amen. When I was just a young man, God gave me a vision of living for God my whole life. Now, I was baptized when I was 11 years old, okay? I got filled with the Holy Ghost at church camp when I was 12. And that was a long time ago now. But I tell you, God is bringing me all the way to where He told me He would bring me. Amen. That God, if I would serve God, if I would serve the Lord, then God would take care of my family. That God would bless my spouse. That God would help me all along the way. God would take care of me. God would provide for me. That God would sustain me. And you know what? God has done that spectacularly. Praise the Lord. God has spoken blessings to this church. Amen. There's a great vision that God has given people in this church. Amen. Yet, life still happens. Troubles still come. Things break down. Things go off course. But if we will keep the vision. Has God given you a vision of what He wants to do in your life? I hope so. Or if you don't have a vision yet of what God wants to do in your life, I pray today in this service, God will give you a vision. Amen. God really has spoken blessings. We are a blessed church. Amen. Ezekiel, let me go to Scripture. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 26 to 28. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, people of God say, the vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the times that are afar off. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more. But the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. I know this is the Old Testament. This is Ezekiel. This is the prophet in the Old Testament talking about this. But I tell you, God's word is coming to pass right now. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. Today is the day to live for God. Today, God is bringing to pass what He said in His Word. Today, we can read in our newspaper what it said in the Old Testament prophet's words. It is coming to pass. Amen. The reality of life is that there really is a time factor involved in prophecy. But prophecy is being fulfilled today. Amen. Today, prophecy is in place. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Jeremiah 29, verse 10 to 13, "For thus saith the Lord," Jeremiah 29, verse 10, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." God will hear you. "And ye shall seek me," get this now, "and find me, when ye shall search for me with your whole heart." Amen. I tell you what, every person here can find God. You can have a vision for what God wants to do in your life. You can be a part of the body of Christ. Amen. Excuse me. That wool coat's just not doing it for me. Whew. Sorry. Did I read verse? Yeah, I read verse 13. "And ye shall seek me, find me, and ye shall search for me with all your heart." Amen. I'll tell you what, it's time right now to live for God hard. Amen. When you live for God hard, all the other stuff becomes easy. Amen. You know you're going to church. You know you're going to pray. You know you're going to read your word. It's not a maybe or a might or sometimes. No, you know that you're going to choose to live for God when you live for God hard. Amen. There are some things that no matter how hard or no matter how much, some things, you really want them, but it hadn't come to pass yet. Until the appointed time. Amen. I tell you, there are things I'm still praying for. There are things that I still hope, I still pray for, that God will yet do. Now, if it was if I could do it, I'd already have it done. If I could make it happen, it would already be. I would that every one of each of our families all live for God. But I can't make it happen. But I do know that God has given me a vision. God told me that if I would serve Him, then He would take care of me. Amen. God will help my family. God will save souls. God will do those things that I cannot do. So when I trust God, I'll serve Him. Amen. There is an appointed time to God fulfilling His purpose in our lives. The key is to lay hold on the vision that God has given you. And once you have that vision, once you can see in your mind Once you know what God is going to do, the direction that God is leading you, when you have that vision from God, hold on. Somebody say, hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. God is bringing me to that place. I might not be there altogether yet. I may not be all the way done. I may not be where God is yet to bring me. But God is bringing me all the way. Amen. Don't let anything, nothing, turn you aside. Nothing can deter me from living for God. I choose to live for Jesus. Amen. Let nothing steal that vision from you. Let nothing turn you aside. But before you get there, you got to see it. You got to have a vision. Because victory is in vision. Can you see yourself living for God the rest of your life? Amen. I tell you, I'm gonna be that old guy out worshiping the teenagers. Amen. I've seen it. It's in my mind. I can tell you, I'm going to be there. I can tell you, it's already in my mind. It's already true. Man, look at that old guy worship. I can tell you, that's in my mind. I'm going to keep worshiping God my whole life. Amen. Amen. Nothing's going to steal that from me. Oh, sit down. You're old. You should be respectful. Oh, you should be dignified. You know what? I don't care about being dignified. I want to worship Jesus. I don't care about what people think I should sit down or be quiet. I want to worship Jesus. I'm not doing it for them anyway. I'm doing it for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get a vision. Get a mindset that God can give you. And then hold on to it. Amen. Because victory is in vision. I'm preaching this morning about seeing the vision that God has given you. What is God calling you to do? I tell you, God is not calling you to fill a 2-foot place on a pew. That's not the fulfillment of God's calling on your life. Amen. God has a purpose. Get a vision of what God wants you to do. Praise the Lord. First thing required is to get your eyes off of ourself. Off of things in the world. And on to Jesus Christ. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse number 3. For consider him, Jesus now, consider Jesus, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. I don't think any one of us have been nailed to a cross. None of us have, nobody put a crown of thorns on my head. Nobody tore the skin off my back. I tell you what, Jesus went through a lot. And he gave himself willingly that he might fulfill the plan of God. Amen. Now, God has a plan for your life. Amen. This thing is all about vision. Get a vision of what God wants to do in your life. A mental framework, if you will. It's faith. I tell you, I believe God, that God will see me all the way through to the end. And then we win. Yeah. Read the back of the book. Yes. It's good stuff back there. Amen. No matter what this world might do, no matter what may come, yeah, there's going to be turmoil, and yes, there's trouble. But I tell you, even through all of that, God will see you through. Amen. This thing is, you got to have vision. It's faith. Vision can be a very interesting thing. Now, sometimes when you're wearing the glasses on your face, where's my glasses? And they're on your face. Or, where did I put? I'm just standing right here. Where's my car keys? What happened to them? You hadn't even moved. You've been standing right there the whole time. Where did my car keys go? Oh, they're still in my pocket. Oh. You know, sometimes we can't see. Sometimes we don't know, but we still have to keep the vision. Amen. In the spiritual, just as in the natural, we need light to be present in order to see. Amen. If it was totally pitch black in here, no light, you wouldn't be able to see your hand in front of your face. You wouldn't be able to see each other. But because there is light coming through the windows and light bulbs, we can see. You know what? I need the light of the Word of God, of the Holy Ghost, on the things to be shining on my life. Amen. I need Jesus to show me things that otherwise I would not see. To see around you, you just need light right around you. Sometimes you can go in a very dark place and with just a flashlight, shine that light and you can make your way just fine. A little tiny flashlight will show you the way. I'll tell you what, I need the light of the Holy Ghost to lighten my path so I would know where to go and how not to stumble on the things that may be in my path. Amen. But to see the heavens, you need more than a flashlight. You click that flashlight up into the sky, you can't even tell that's going up there. To see into the heavens, they use telescopes that collect the light and use mirrors to magnify the image that you can see the heavens. A telescope consists of two lenses at least. One, a larger one at the end of the tube, its objective, The little one is at the other end and it's an eyepiece. There's a parallel rays of light from distant places can be channeled through that tube and put through that mirror to a focal point that you look through the eyepiece and then is realigned so that you may see some distant thing in great detail. That telescope had to have two elements or two light gathering surfaces, the mirror and the eyepiece. For many years, the HALE or Hale telescope on Mount Palomar Mountain, I guess.
Palomar.
I think it's in California. It's in California. It's out there. It was considered to have a very powerful, it was considered to be a extremely powerful telescope. It had a mirror that measured 17 feet across. And with it, they could see very great detail of things in the heavens. Then, Twin Keck Telescope in Hawaii. I don't know how to pronounce it. Mauna Kea, Hawaii. They've got one, a telescope, with 33 feet, a mirror that measures 33 feet across. And it even provided greater detail. Amen. Then, the Hubble Space Telescope, and then the James Webb Space Telescope. Each iteration of these telescopes were used to see in greater detail the heavens. No matter where you are in your walk with God, just because I've had the Holy Ghost for more than 50 years, man, I want to see God in greater detail. Amen. I want to find a way to know more about God. My desire for God is greater today than it has ever been. Amen. Wherever you are in your walk with God, you may need a stronger telescope. You may need to understand the Word of God in a deeper manner. Maybe God needs to bring you to another place. Maybe God will heal your body. Maybe God will deliver your mind. Or maybe God will save your family. Or maybe God will do a wonderful, miraculous thing that you might know Him. Amen. I tell you, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, you can always have more of God. You will never exhaust knowing God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The bottom line is, I need to know more about God. Amen. I've been through Search for Truth. I've been all the way through the whole Bible. I've read the whole thing. Well, okay, that's a good start. Do it again, and again, and again, and again. Study to show yourself approved. Amen. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Right. Amen. Right. Praise the Lord. There's bigger and better telescopes all the time. They'll probably think of something else later. They will. Amen. James said it this way. Chapter 1, verse 21 of the book of James. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. I never want to forget that God brought me out of sin. Amen. That God delivered me from that place. Amen. That God brought me a mighty long way. That God did save my soul. I really did feel God when I repented of my sins. God really did wash away my sins. Remission was provided unto me when I was baptized in Jesus' name. I never want to forget that God did that for me. That God filled me with the Holy Ghost. When I cried out to God as a 12-year-old young person, I wanted to. My buddy had sitting right or praying right next to me, just received the Holy Ghost. Altar call was ending. It was the last day of camp. They were about to dismiss, and everybody was going to go home. God, I need it too. I wanted the Holy Ghost so bad. It was the most important thing in all my life at that moment. And God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you put God first, I'm telling you, God will bring you through. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, He will. Amen. If we are going to search the heavens, we got to have the ability to look deeper. You need the Holy Ghost. It will enable you. The Holy Ghost will lead you into all righteousness. Amen. You need God. In fact, I believe you need God to understand what the Word says. You need the Holy Ghost to lead you in your walk with God. You know, we need light and we need that mirror. We need to be look at ourselves. Can you look at yourself and see that God is doing something very special in your life? I hope so. Can you see that God is bringing you to a new place? That God has given you a new understanding? That God is bringing you to a place that you haven't yet been to? You see, the Bible is both a light and a mirror. Amen. It'll lighten our path. It'll show us who we are. Psalm 119, verse 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. I say again, victory is in vision. You got to see yourself living for the Lord. You got to see God doing great things in your life. You will pray and serve God according to how you see Him. Amen. If you see a God afar off, and you know there is a God, and His name is Jesus, Oh, well, then you might pray a little and go to church some. But when you know God, when you have a revelation of who Jesus is, I tell you, He will draw you unto Him. He will show you what the Word has to say for our lives. He will bring you to a very special place and purpose in Him. Amen. See, that's why we need eyes of faith. We need to be able to see what God is doing in our lives. That I am where God wants me to be. Amen. I believe God has called us to a very special place in serving Him. Amen. Yes, Jesus is our example. He endured the cross because of the joy that was set before Him. He knew that He would make a way of salvation, that He would be the salvation for people. His victory was determined by what He saw. He saw that He would defeat hell, death, and the grave. That He would make the way for us to be saved. So often God gives us promises of what He intends to do. Man, we get so excited. Man, I want to live. I want to be that old guy. I really do. I want to live for God, worshiping Him until I have no more breath in me. I pray my last breath is in praising the Lord. Woo! Yeah. Praise the Lord. His victory was determined by what He saw. He saw us delivered. Amen. So often God gives us promises of what He intends to do. And yeah, we get excited, and we should. But don't realize the promises, get this now, are beyond the wall of problems. Instead of promises, we get trouble. Chaos sometimes ensues. God does not reveal the problems. God reveals the promises. Even there are pressures, there are sorrows, there's things that we got to go through. But we got to stay focused on the promise, on the vision. Once we get a vision of the promise, we can walk through the trouble and get to where God wants us to be. We can get back past the chaos and arrive at God's promise. Joshua and Caleb, entering into the promised land, spying out the land, they were two of the 10 spies that went into the promised land to see what it held. And what they saw was everything God, this is the land that God has promised. There's houses already built and cities already established, and there's vineyards and it's flowing with milk and honey. Everything God gave in His promise is in that land. Let's go possess it. But, 10 out of the 12, they had the same promises. But what they saw was walled, fortified cities. People that stood like giants. Powerful armies. Weapons of warfare. Oh man, they're stronger than we are. Their army's bigger than us. They got fortifications we don't have. If you look for problems, You're not going to have any trouble at all finding them. Trouble will find you. You know what? Don't go looking for trouble and chaos. Look for the promise. Get a vision of what God wants to do in your life. Amen. Don't be alarmed when it looks bad. God is able to bring you through. Amen. Yeah, I've had trouble. Trouble in family, trouble in stuff, trouble in things, trouble in finances, trouble in here and there and all along the way. It's bumpy, rocky, and there's twists and turns in life. But I tell you what, I've got a vision that God wants to bring me all the way. Amen. That I can live for God my whole life. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's like driving a bike. You give that youngster a brand new bicycle. You know, you don't tell him, well, you know you're going to tip over and fall down and skin your knee. Or, oh, you're going to break your wrist when you tip over. You don't tell them about the dangers. You tell them, yeah, be careful. And yeah, the kid could get hurt on a brand new bike. But you know what? It's worth it. Go ahead and give the kid a brand new bike. Because the kid is going to learn stuff. How to balance, how to ride. Who knows? He might get good at riding that thing. Life does have dangers. Life does have pitfalls. But go ahead and live your life for Jesus Christ. Amen. God will see you through. Amen. Even if you fall down and skin your elbow. Amen. Get a Band-Aid and God will heal you. Okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Musicians, come. I'm wrapping this up. I've got to hurry along here. God wants to do special things in our lives. God has called us to a higher place. Amen. You know, there's some of us that have been in this church for a little while now, or even a longer while now. Some of you were here when our church was very small. You know, when there was just a handful of people. And yeah, God has brought us a mighty long way. Go ahead and stand with me. But this is just a point along the way. Where God has brought us to today is a miracle. Where what God has done for me already is a miracle. What God has done in my life is a miracle. But this isn't the end. This isn't all that God has. You got to have a vision. Can you see your family in church? Your grandchildren learning about God? Amen. Can you see your family strengthened in the Lord? Can you see what God wants to do in your life? Can you see your body healed? Can you have the vision that God wants to give you? I tell you, God's not done with me, with you, or with this church. But we are on the way. I tell you, we are on the way. to where God wants us to be. Amen. I'd like to ask you to pray. Would you lift your hands and would you ask God, Lord, would you just make clear, Lord, the vision for my life that you have for me? God, would you show me again, Lord, the vision, Lord, of what you want to do in my life? Show me, God, where to go. Help me, God, to get there. Bring me, Lord, to the place that pleases you. And Lord, I ask your will to be done in me. I looked into the baptismal tank and the water's stirring. That means it's warm. You could be baptized today and have your sins remitted. You could receive the gift of the Holy Ghost today. And God could clarify the vision that He has in your life. Come on, join me. Would you gather up front? Listen. In the last few moments of this service, would you pray and lift your hands and lift your voice and magnify God and worship Him with me? Let's worship the Lord together and let's look again at what God has for your life. Would you look again for what God has for you? In the name of Jesus, Lord, fulfill your will in our lives. In Jesus' name. Let's worship.